This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Good morning, America. This is Rich Shebens sitting in for Vincent Fennelli today. And I'm with Dr. Rick Miller. And Rick, I want to comment on what you said, because I love saying what I'm about to say, and I've said it before, and you offered me the perfect bridge or dovetail into this topic. We were basically talking rules, laws, and accountabilities, and I could justify putting ethics, morals, values under rules, and I could justify putting consequences for one's behavior under accountability. But unfortunately, we've lowered the bars of standards and expectations so much, especially for getting and keeping a job, that we have a different set of ethics, morals, values, and consequences for one's behavior based on victim group status or protectionist group status, or what the mainstream media dovetails it or labels it as, identity politics, for the purpose so people don't know what's going on, to dumb down the people. Now, I want to, please don't interrupt until I'm done, I won't be long, but talking about morals, values, and ethics, today in America, people are marrying children, pets, farm animals, inanimate objects. The marriage word has been changed by definition. I read just the other day that we now have more women having babies out of wedlock than in wedlock. Now, this is where we're going, and a lot of people don't have foresight and don't know how to shoot pool or play chess. And what I mean by that is the best pool players and chess players can see two, three, four, five moves ahead. We have to see the trees through the forest. I'm also reading articles where in 10 to 30 years, most countries could be under Sharia law. I'm also reading articles that less than 30% of men want to get married because they've been so killed over the past several generations in divorce, they don't even want to get married. They just want to date. And the divorce rate in America today is over 70%. Depending on what you read, some places say it's up to 75%. So I want to put that in context. See, it all goes back to a separate set of rules, laws, and accountability, group identity politics. That's the home run pitch. When I say stand for principle, I say we need to have the same rules, laws, and accountability. We have to stand for truth, which means objective facts and not subjective emotional opinion. In other words, we have to have the guts to be willing to be hated for telling the truth in lieu of blowing smoke up someone's ass and telling certain people or groups what they want to hear. And if someone else does it, because of what group they're in, and they have less consequences for their behavior, you should do it. And when the American people get so disgusted with this, that's when we need to come out with practice what you preach laws. Because you didn't address when I was talking about the people saying hypocrisy and double standards, and that's the way it is, and they'll never change. If we had practice what you preach laws, all these politically correct buzzwords, including equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, prosperity, accountability, inclusiveness, all these words have been changed by definition to use as a tool, as a weapon to divide the American people. Now, Rick, please comment. Thank you.
I'm not sure I can do a follow-up on that. You know, it's different for each of us. And a lot of that is because we learned how to do it from our parents. Pedophilia is something you learn how to do, like gambling, spousal abuse, and the rest of it. And that's why our children are our single most important resource. And the way Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young sang it, teach your children well, because they're more intelligent than we are, and they're watching how we do it. And it's a shame. It's a tragedy terms of losing such things as cursive, which teaches you how to go from right to left brain, how to go from one side of an issue to another. That's what cursive actually does. And I remember when I was in grade school, I'm 73, when I was in grade school, we were required Latin in second grade, sum est est. And I'll tell you what, today, a kid doesn't even know how to point on a ruler where 1 inch and 5/16 is. Now, you tell me what's wrong with that. Our children are very smart, and yet the millennials are not practical. They have no concept of the basics because the family unit, which is where you would learn that, has been broken, just like law enforcement and politics.
Well, Rick, let me step in here. The words father, mother, husband, boy, girl, by definition, the powers that be, even in our own public schools, are saying don't say it. Public schools are teaching kids as young as 5 and 6 about choosing your own identity when they're confused.
Gender,
fathers have been replaced by the state. Fathers have been kicked out of the house for the most part. So you see where I'm going. The powers that be, they have to do a divide-and-conquer strategy and lower the bars of standards and expectations to conquer. It's the same thing that was done in Rome. Now, let me give you an example of what's happening. In the state of Maine, this happened about a year or two ago, the ACLU up there publicly said that female genital mutilation shouldn't be a crime. Hello, Rick?
Yes.
We're living in a virtual reality, politically correct Twilight Zone episode where women think the so-called left Democrats, which have been taken over by the globalists, are going to benefit them. They are going to be in for a really rude awakening, and so is everybody else. When our traditions, culture, and heritage gets eliminated, deleted, this is what the stuff is going to be. This is going to be normalization. This is a new police state.
All of the accusations are about money.
Well, it's money, power, and control.
The women that are they're suing. It's not about ostracizing or trying to put someone in jail. It's about money.
Well, and it's going to get a lot worse. California just made murder legal. If you have AIDS or HIV or hepatitis, you can have sex without a felony. So things are going to get a lot worse in that realm. And I think a lot of these new narratives that have just came out is because there's been so many people caught doing pedophilia. Not just Congress, not just high corporate executives, not just Hollywood. A lot of the rich and famous have been involved in this pedophilia. And this is not just a USA thing. This is a worldwide phenomenon.
By the way, there's a whole other one that bathes in blood.
Right.
All is about immortality.
Yeah.
And I can tell you which grimoires they come from. The grimoire is a magic book in a given century. And each century had their own different ideas of what magic was in terms of how to achieve immortality. And really, the way Jungian psychotherapy says it is that you live in the moment. So I have my own rules of engagement. I apologize for offending anyone. I mean not to do that like a Quaker. But if you don't mind, I'm still going to aim this rifle at you to protect my family.
Well, Rick, I'll tell you
that's
something.
That's a Quaker joke.
One of the things that we need to do is talk about things that are hard to discuss. And that's what we do on the new media. Because we have to give people the opportunity and the guts to say it like it is.
Or to find out for themselves what's true for them. And each of us is different.
Well, it is, but I'm saying a lot of objective facts here. Okay, restitution or rights are not available depending on what group you're in. The middle class is on the chopping block. Censorship and surveillance is the new police state. I mean, when I talked about pedophilia, let me give you an objective fact. The president of the Young Democrats under Mayor de Blasio of New York City was involved in pedophilia. Okay, when people, this is why the mainstream media doesn't talk about this. We need to change things from the bottom up and not the top down.
Over in England, Did you realize how many people were involved in England, and that there were councillors and or politicians in England that went down this last year? It's unbelievable.
Well, and that's the people who were not just indicted, but convicted. Can you imagine how many people are hiding behind the scenes who haven't been fingered yet?
Yeah.
And, you know, and what we got to remember with pedophilia, folks, is these, I'm going to be repetitive on this, young people stand no chance of a normal life when they've been abused by someone they trust at that age. No chance. Zero.
Well, it creates a blockage, a learned behavior of behavior. And it's terrible because this is our resource. It's like, you know, skinning a tree. There's no way it's going to be able to live right.
Well, there's so many things, there's so many stories out there that's been made public, like about normalizing rape, police hiding statistics in certain Western countries if it's done by certain migrant groups. Kellyanne Conway, Democrat congressman, says she looks familiar on her knees when she was sitting on her knees on a sofa in the Oval Office. Project Veritas has a video of teachers' unions defending raping children. That woman from The View, Joy Behar, said Bill Clinton's rape victims are tramps. We are setting ourselves up for Sharia law. So if you want it, keep not saying anything and keep having a separate set of rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you're in. And that's the base. That's the bottom line. If you're going to let media propaganda, Hegelian dialectic, professional wordsmithing, subliminal messaging influence your life to that point, then America's done. Because
so
you
that's
have to
what
make
you meant
your will over.
Our cultures now need heroes. And, you know, models, role models of.
We need whistleblowers.
Like
we need whistleblowers to basically talk about the crimes of corruption, manipulation, deception, money hoarding, power, money, and control, all these. The people inside the intelligence agencies, the Project Veritas, that whole company to me is a hero. They're all heroes, okay? I think that's what we need in America. We need people to step up and have and say, hey, we need the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody on American soil. I mean, how come 90% of people, Rick, live in urban suburban America and municipal water has fluoride, which is a it's cancer-causing, often the main ingredient in rat poison. China labels it as the pesticide. It makes women sterile and everybody else docile. And, you know, these things have to be mentioned, just like Margaret Singer, who founded Planned Parenthood. She said, let's keep the black population under control. This is in the audio.
Why are they separating the restrooms in grade schools now and making them... you know, this gender.
And Rick, we'll be back after the break, buddy. We got a break coming.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Good morning, America. This is Rich Sheehan, sitting in for Vincent Finelli today. And my guest is Dr. Rick Miller. And Rick, we've had some great discussions over the past hour and a half. Things that need to be said out in public as well, because I think the need for small talk has to decrease. We have to have intellectual conversation. We have to tackle political correctness, because it is absolutely not just dividing, conquered us, but lowered our bars of standards and expectations. It's insulted the work ethic, ability, and intelligence of all these people shoved into these groups. It's degraded and disrespected groups. It's eliminated synergy from the equation, and it has done everything but empower a nation or a group by lowering these bars of standards and expectations. It's made us all, or too many people, submissive and broken their will. And that's why the number one cause of death in America for people 50 and under is drug overdose, and that is a country in despair. So moving on, I want to talk about one last topic, because we have 1.5 hour left here, Rick. We said we discussed this. What's your opinion about the pharmaceutical industry, a.k.a. Big Pharma? Rick?
It's broken, just like everything else. It's all governed around money and the idea of putting someone on a script rather than healing them. The idea that you need medicine for the rest of your life to regulate or change or fix something rather than fixing it and moving on. Prescriptions, and we know now how the opiate industry has benefited from this whole mess of things, and now we have a nation of addicts. And the distinction between pain and regulation of pain and coping with pain and addiction is a very fine line. And that's the difference of what has happened to our pharmaceutical industry. And my recommendation is that if you have prescriptions or need chemistry of some kind, you start thinking in terms of an herbal pharmacy where you become independent of the source that you had primarily been using previously. And that's because you can't even trust what you're getting in a prescription now.
Well said, Rick. Well said. And you know I'm a 20-plus year veteran of the pharmaceutical industry, and you know, I think you read my book correct, so you know that they are a very corrupt, manipulated system, and
they don't care about health and healing.
Yeah,
it's about
about managing symptoms for profit. That's basically what it is. In fact,
and that's why our medical industry is broken now.
Right,
and you can't trust most doctors. And my doctor, I've had him for 30-some years. I'm not sure what I'm going to do, whether I should fire him or not. I can't talk to him. You know, he's not interested in that part of it. And his office staff is rude because it's as if I, you know, have to follow their rules, not them following my needs.
Well, I think most Americans know by now that the AMA, the FDA, and the medical schools are bought and paid for by Big Pharma. In fact, I put a few articles in my book, and I'll just mention one right now. Big Pharma criminality, no longer a conspiracy theory. Bribery, fraud, price fixing, now a matter of public record. We're now seeing GlaxoSmithKline pleading guilty to bribery, fraud, and other crimes.
Glaxo has a friend that was an addict. He was into opiates. He finally got himself clear and clean and began a thing called NA, Narcotics Anonymous, where he ran the organization here locally. And then he wrenched his shoulder. And what do you think the doctors did to that man? It's a tragedy what's happening in America.
It is.
And
well, think about this.
Had massive surgery on one of my hips where I walked out of the hospital without any form of pain medicine. Yes, I was a terrible person to be around the first day, and yes, I also healed 4 times faster than if I had been on something like Tramadol. Now, what does that suggest to you? That these medicines often are not hiding pain. Actually, what they do is they take your consciousness down to a place where you don't care. Now, that's not healing in any sense or health. And the difference between one person and another in the union of what's healing and what's health is the distinction of why in China you pay your doctor when you're healthy and you do not pay him when you get sick.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of The Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Good morning, America. This is Rich Sheehan from OfficeMontana.com, sitting in for Vincent Finelli. And we're getting down and dirty and tackling political correctness and talking about a lot of things, including Donald Trump sticking up for the little guy, the pharmaceutical industry, and much more. Now, when I was talking earlier, I just want to finish my statement, is that GlaxoSmithKline has been routinely bribing doctors with luxury vacations and speaking gigs while fabricating drug safety data and lying to the FDA. They've been caught defrauding Medicare and Medicaid
out of billions of dollars. That's money out of your pocket, people, here in America. GSK has also deceived regulators about the effectiveness of their drugs. This is one article. This is one article. I've got dozens of articles here. You wouldn't believe how they made us reps stick up for them and put out fires during their alleged illegal behaviors that they were doing, okay? Now, just think, I have a question. Well, let me make one more statement. I would say, since we were talking about rules, laws, and accountability and things like ethics, morals, values, and consequences for one's behavior, I would say that GlaxoSmithKline showed me that that means nothing. And that statement, you can put that in ink on paper. The only thing it means to me is it all depends on what group you're from. But think about this, folks. Not one single CEO or executive has ever been prosecuted. Now, what if you as an individual went around to your county and your state falsifying data? You were in business. You were selling a fraudulent product to the government, lying to regulators, engaging in anti-trade price fixing, and things of that nature. What would happen? I'll tell you what would happen. You'd go to prison. You would not have in your coffers billions of dollars of cash. You would not be in business like they are. But see, we have a fascist system in America where the big corporate oligarchies are protected by big government and the mainstream media and the court system. Our judges, our lawyers, and our bankers and politicians are bought and paid for. So, Rick, I want to hand it over to you, but answer that one question. If you as an individual went around town doing this, bribing doctors, falsifying data, selling a fraudulent product to the government, lying to regulators, et cetera, what would happen to you if you had a business, Rick?
Well, I like to go to see what Iceland did with their hangthebankers.com. They actually did a public execution of 40 bankers. Now, I will love the day when Donald Trump literally puts Hillary Clinton in leg irons. That will be that day of celebration, of knowing that America is coming back into true. She won't. He probably won't be able to do that, but I will love to see that happen. And a number of other people like this, Soros or whatever his name, I can't even pronounce it.
Soros. George Soros, yeah.
Yeah, those are criminals of the highest order. War crimes of Geneva should be tried publicly in the world trade, not the New World Order allowing that kind of crap to go on. And what's going to happen next is once they cannot basically discredit Trump, they will then try an attempt on his life. And what will happen next is that the United States will go into civil war, and that's Plan B of Agenda 21. Because it's easier to rule a bunch of small countries over a small, large one like the United States is now. That's my prediction of what's going to happen next.
Well, Rick, what's happening is a lot of those people, like the names you just mentioned, like George Soros and many, many more, there's eight people in the world who have a higher net worth than half of the globe combined. Think about that, people. But these people have enough money to literally pay for treason, sedition, and espionage in our own country. And if Trump has the guts and the ability to put people in jail for, I mean, I can't believe that the fact that Hillary Clinton sold 20% of our uranium in the heartland of America to Russia. And nothing happened. Can you imagine if you or I did anything like that? If I went over the border, I live on the Canadian border here. If I went over the border with a rock in my pocket of uranium, well, it wouldn't be in my pocket because I wouldn't want the radiation. Anyway, if I went over the border with any contraband, I'd be in the hoosegow. I'd be fined. I'd be cuffed and bagged. See, we have a separate set of rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you're in, the aristocracy versus the serfs. At the bottom 93 levels, it's based on race, gender, sex, religion, ideology, and generation. That's how they divide us. If we can get together, and even the rule of law, never mind rules and accountability, we don't even have a rule of law in this country. We have no restitution. We have no rights depending on what group you're from.
And GlaxoSmithKline is a great example. We need to stand for principle, folks. I mean, 96% of the shareholders for Monsanto voted to not disclose what's in their GMO foods. And Monsanto will always survive because they're always splintering companies under different names. This is what's happening. We need to stick together.
It's important to remember that Monsanto originally was a weapons company that created Agent Orange and 2,4-D. It worked for old man DuPont. It was a weapons company that then went into seed control, and now it's gone into GMOs. It's a weapons company. Always has been.
Yeah, pretty scary stuff. And we could talk about that all day. But for you shareholders of the GlaxoSmithKline, of the Monsantos out there, is it really worth it to do all this for the money? Really? What if you stood for principle? What if principle actually mattered? If we don't, then everything is going to be normalized. Surveillance, censorship, financial, economic confiscation.
And we do have the energy to make these changes. In fact, I'm watching them happen right now in the free state of Jefferson, where law enforcement is broken. I'm watching from, my own little piece of land here. It's just unbelievable what's happening in America. And it's happening right in front of each of our eyes, and you all know it. Now what are you going to do? If you don't know what to do, watch what a combat vet does when it gets his hair up his ass. And I'm even talking about militias. That's where we go into civil war, and that is not truthfully what we really, really want to do. And they are attacking California right now with strange weapons. Why? The San Bernardino, the San Diego fires, what the heck do you think is actually going on? How is it that a forest fire can slag glass? That's not a forest fire. Why is the media not on that like they were Nixon? Watergate. What has happened to our media?
Bought and paid for, Rick. Bought and paid for. And when we were talking about all these women coming forth with, he raped me or he sexual assaulted me or whatever, I just want to give a few statistics out, okay? And this is a worldwide situation. Combat deaths for men, 99.9% male. 94%. Homicide, 76%. Suicide, 75%. Male privilege isn't cracked up to what it is, because, first of all, we don't even live within 6 years of the average female. So if we don't have synergy, prepare for Sharia law. If we keep doing and letting the mainstream media basically manage and manufacture perception, pity, guilt, and ideology, and sway public opinion and hold on to the narratives without us thinking or saying anything about it, I guarantee you one thing. Sharia law will be here, and at least our liberty, freedom, and health will be severely compromised, Rick.
They've already infiltrated our homeschooling systems.
Yep.
That's another post on Facebook that I did yesterday. So we're
I saw that
at the end of days.
I read that article before. Yep, you're absolutely right.
Infiltration and divide and conquer from within. And basically, the truth lies within yourself. You know exactly how you really feel about things. That's where your real truth and answer is going to be. Look inside yourself.
And I don't disagree, but sometimes you got to go behind closed doors to find out why people are doing certain things. You mentioned about a husband and wife cheating on one another. I know a lot of people, man or woman, that their partner doesn't like sex anymore. Or maybe they let themselves go and they're no longer attractive to the other person. Or maybe there's so many reasons. Sometimes you got to go behind closed doors. And if you don't, you shouldn't judge. Because it's tough enough on the person just to stay married today. And that's why I touted out some of those statistics. But, Rick, Pat, we're running short on time here. I mentioned this yesterday.
I can't believe it.
Well, I want to mention, since you have a doctorate, okay, you're a physicist among other things. Think about the social indoctrination in college. I mention all the time that 90% of the college degrees are almost worthless. Plus, you cost so much, you miss out on the time leverage of establishing equity, principal, and assets because you have to rent when you get out of school because you have such a high school loan. Now, some of the things that I've mentioned on the air occasionally, I think I even mentioned this yesterday, the University of California has chill zones. Mats and beanbag chairs for naps. University of Michigan. Trump derangement syndrome. This is the comedy hour right here. Okay, Trump derangement syndrome. They have a list services of psychologists in a room full of Play-Doh and bubbles. University of Arkansas eliminates C grades to start with B grade levels so they don't hurt people's feelings. Universities around the country are saying the American flag is a symbol of hate. College students are intimidated by masculine wood paneling. I mean, I can go on and on and on. This is truly the comedy hour. This should be a late night show right here. So what do you really feel that if 90% of the college degrees are worthless, which I think they do, unless you go into something like nursing or engineering, I don't think it's worth it. I think trade schools are the way to go.
Here's the deal. It's not about your education. It's what you do with it.
Well said. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be back with our last break before the final segment. Dr. Rick Miller will get you on the other side.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
How many of us make New Year's resolutions tied to losing weight, more exercise, and overall physical fitness? Well, American Century Investments' Jay Hummel says, don't forget about financial fitness.
New Year's is the perfect time to reassess your finances, as well as to educate yourself on financial solutions that can help you prepare for all of your life stages, including retirement.
Find out how at AmericanCentury.com. That's AmericanCentury.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Well, today
you've got your. Take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Good morning, America. This is Rich Sheeben sitting in for Vincent Fennelly today. And my guest is Dr. Rick Miller. And, Rick, we've had some real good conversation today, and I think this is the conversation the American people needs to hear and do and eliminate small talk and political correctness. We need to start saying it like it is and trying to help the little guy. Try to create light at the end of the tunnel programs for the American people. And what would be your last words regarding that context, Rick?
Well, let's start with our children. Let's start trying to at least teach them correctly. And I don't know how to do that. I'm too old to do that. I'm going to try to. I know they don't read, so I'm going to try to reach them through comic books. I love comics. I'm going to try to become a hero. I was not the real Doctor Strange, but Doc Rem, and write comic books for children, because while they don't read anymore, they do read comics. I don't know. I don't have the answers. I'm too old for that anymore. I'm fourth enemy of man, old age.
Well, in my book, in Chapter 15, I talk about self-sufficiency preparedness schools all over.
Sustainable life people. That's right. You know, have your own ship running maritime law, captain and commander, run it your way, and the answers on how to do that are internally. And when you run into conflict, ignore that part and always go with your heart.
Absolutely, but we've got to stop continuing to teach our children how to push buttons, manage paper, and be politically correct, because they're not learning skills.
You know, typing, for example. I'll bet they're great at gum wrestling. I couldn't imagine trying to type with my thumb. And right now, I just posted how dangerous it is on cell phones, being publicly stated by engineers and physicists now saying these are toxic to put up next to your head.
Yep. Yep. I read an article on that today. Yep, you're absolutely right. Well, Rick, I tell you, I want to first thank you for your kind words to me in the beginning of the broadcast. I don't know if I said thank you. So.
You're a good person, and I appreciate what you're trying to do, and thanking you for helping Vincent and me. Thank you.
Well, it's an honor to do this. I thank the world of both of you guys, and Vincent Finelli, he's a patriot. He cares about the people. He cares about his family, and he's just an honor to know. So that being said, we're down to the last couple of minutes before the break.
Okay,
Rick,
then.
Do you have any words of wisdom for America?
RichardAllenMiller.com.
Yeah, and your website, you got some good articles. That you're a great writer, by the way, and that's why you have the books. In fact, I think that's kind of how we met. I don't think we met speaking next to one another. I think we had booths both selling our books, and I think we were right next to each other, weren't we, in Missouri?
Yes, it's always been a pleasure to work with you, too. You're a good writer also, and are an inspiration. I think Montana's a cool place for you to hang out right now. Where are you? What are you in the northern part? Where are you in Montana?
Yeah, I'm in northwest Montana. I am. You know where Whitefish is?
I absolutely do. Do you know that mountain there is full of bear grass? And bear grass is a natural resource that your previous governor was working with me to market into Holland. You know, with Trans-Canada One running right into Thunder Bay, you guys are a natural for a natural resource in making money with bear grass. And you can
Rick, we have so many natural resources here, and timber is one of them. And unfortunately, the powers that be are letting our forests burn and burn down houses. We lost 11 houses here in northwest Montana just this summer in the West Kootenai.
And, I know. Yeah.
You know, we need to bring back logging at least to manage the forest. Everything needs to be managed. Everything needs discipline. Everything needs supervision. But it's got to come from the bottom up for commerce and to help the people. We're not doing that anymore. Political correctness has eliminated timber harvesting. We have grizzly bears. I had 5 grizzly bears on and near my property just this year. I mean, I can't walk around this property without packing. In fact, one of my neighbors saw a sow and 2 cubs just a week ago. And
you don't have a big enough weapon to stop a grizzly.
Well, you have to carry a shotgun. If you're going to carry a pistol, minimum 44 Magnum. But if you're going to carry a shotgun with slugs, a shotgun with slugs alternating with buckshot is probably your best chance of survival.
My dad was a bounty hunter, and when they hired...
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.